I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Still unclear this morning if there will be fall sports in Utah public schools, and a youth basketball tournament underway in the Valley has been canceled.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on fall sports. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the decision ultimately will come from the Board of Trustees for the Utah High School Activities Association. That group is set to meet today, and they've got a lot of things to consider. An executive committee of members met electronically yesterday to lay out what some of the issues may be. Now, towards the top of the list is the fact that Salt Lake City remains in the orange recovery phase of the pandemic. That means gatherings are still being capped at 50 people and masks still required in public. Nonetheless, Deseret News reports that the executive committee came out of that meeting yesterday still hoping that the Board of Trustees will sanction a fall season, even if that means maybe some mid-season adjustments will be necessary. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A youth basketball tournament underway at Mountain America Expo Center has been shut down because of COVID-19. KSL sports reporter Spencer Linton continues our live team coverage.
A confirmed case of COVID-19 has shut things down for Jam On It, also known as the Rocky Mountain Showcase, and disappointed thousands of excited young athletes and their coaches. Scheduled at the Mountain America Expo Center, the Salt Lake County Health Department has immediately suspended the tournament until, quote, we can complete a thorough epidemiologic investigation into who might have been exposed.
Jam On It organizers say the event now will be postponed until next year.
We expect to learn later this morning whether the governor will mandate face coverings statewide. Governor Gary Herbert has been meeting with legislative leaders and is facing increasing pressure from several organizations, including the Utah Hospital Association.
Avoid all that hardship we went through in March and April, then people have to start realizing, wait a minute, it's a fairly small sacrifice to wear a mask.
UHA President Greg Bell warns given current infection levels, we could overwhelm hospitals by the end of the month. The governor's announcement is expected at 11:30, and you can hear that announcement here on KSL News Radio.
The head of the Utah Education Association wants to make sure that teachers' voices are heard as school districts make their plans for reopening. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Heidi Matthews outlined four principles in a news release that she says should guide school administrators. Top of that list, listening to experts on health and safety and following their advice. Then she says teachers need to participate in decision-making, and they need to be sure they have all the protective equipment and training they need to stay safe. Finally, she says school districts need to make sure communities of color and rural schools are treated fairly as funding and resources are allocated. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Despite a large number of new positive cases of COVID-19 yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says we're seeing a little bit of a plateau in cases.
Still, with schools planning on opening this fall, there's lots to do in order to see those numbers significantly fall.
We want to make sure that our cases go from this plateau to a decline so that we can safely reopen our economy more and more.
When asked on KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic if she would be behind mandating face coverings for Utahns, she says that's Governor Herbert's decision and that he generally has left that up to the individual jurisdictions. As for whether schools should open in the fall, she says she has confidence that area school districts have a plan that involves common sense approaches to hygiene, cleanliness, and plans for safe social distancing. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Arizona takes a timeout on school reopening. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Arizona delaying the start of the school year until August 17th at the earliest. Dr. Sam Durante in Phoenix says testing is showing the problem.
So you're seeing the positivity rate increase to around 30%.
Data analysis shows Arizona's 33,000 per million infection rate is tops in the world. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued an executive order requiring face masks be worn in public. She joins other mayors in that metro area requiring masks.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Governor Kemp says cities can't make their own rules, citing state preemption over local ordinances. The Labor Department reporting 1.3 million first-time unemployment claims filed last week, right in line with expectation. President Trump acknowledges surging coronavirus cases complicates the recovery.
We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires.
Continuing claims fell by 700,000 last week. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Glee actress Naya Rivera missing and presumed drowned after her 4-year-old son Josie was found alone on a boat in California's Ventura County. The 33-year-old actress went swimming from that boat yesterday afternoon. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. 7 days, very few clouds, very warm temperatures, and absolutely no storms.
We've got a heat wave coming your way for the upcoming weekend. It's going to be about as hot as it's been so far this summer. We think temperatures kind of climbing to around 100 both Saturday and Sunday. We're no strangers to heat. We're certainly no strangers to triple digits. We actually average 4 triple-digit days in the month of July. So to see one or two of them coming up at the forecast is no surprise at all.
Grant says the heat continues on Monday with highs of around 98. We cool slightly for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-90s.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And we're doing really well so far on the drive. No crashes to report yet. Just some minor slowdowns. Bangor and 56th West as you cross the 201 freeway. No problems into the canyons either on I-80 or I-84 or coming out of Tooele. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, they'll evaluate your situation, show you available options, then happily do the work you choose. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:06.
Attorney General William Barr is talking about protesters in an exclusive interview. ABC's Pierre Thomas asked Barr about clearing protesters in Lafayette Park across from the White House.
We pressed the Attorney General about that moment in June when mostly peaceful protesters were cleared out of Lafayette Park by force. Earlier, William Barr standing right there. Moments later, the president stood for that photo op.
Was it done because the president was going to go over and walk and have a photo op?
No, the plan was to move the demonstrators up toward I Street. It was not done to set up a photo op.
Barr recently said there's no systemic racism in policing, but during our interview today, he acknowledged a racial profiling problem.
Barr also says he supports the idea that Black Lives Matter, but does not endorse the organization, saying they ignore some broader issues.
The coronavirus. People stronger together. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We've talked about this in the past, but recreation vehicles are now one of the hottest selling items in the U.S. As people fear staying in hotels or Airbnbs, more RVs are taking over as the vacation spot.
ABC's Gio Benitez reports a lot of RV drivers are rookies, and they're running into trouble on the roads.
RV sales and rentals are seeing a boom in the age of social distancing. And accidents like these are a cautionary tale of what not to do on the road. For some new drivers like Gina Anon, there's a bit of a learning curve.
It feels like you're driving a truck.
Anon and her family bought this 31-foot RV to travel from their home in Massachusetts to visit family in Arizona. But the trip took a turn when they stopped for coffee and suddenly heard a crash.
I jumped out of the RV and I looked, and the pole that's next to buildings to protect the buildings, I literally just slammed right into it.
It took a repairman 2 hours and $200 to get them back on the road. And the Anons aren't the only ones.
Watch out for that tree.
The Homridge family from Georgia bought an RV in March to travel during the pandemic. But they're having some difficulties maneuvering their new ride.
You're essentially driving a house on wheels. Whenever we tried to park the RV in my mom's driveway, we ended up taking out a bush, a branch. She essentially had to re-landscape her entire yard.
RV safety experts warn there should be some research before just jumping in the driver's seat.
It is different. It's heavier, so the stopping distances are longer. It's taller, and so you have to watch, and you are limited in some instances.
Other tips: first take the RV to an empty parking lot and practice driving. Have a spotter when you're trying to back up, and pre-map your destination so there aren't any low-clearance bridges or tunnels. As for the Anon and the Harmrich families, they're looking forward to their next trips, maybe with a slightly wider turn.
I'm sorry. For anybody that's ever owned an RV, you can chuckle about this because everybody has done this. When you know, first time you pull your truck in with the trailer behind you to get gas, for instance, you got to turn wide because the trailer's going to catch that post that protects the pump.
Or I'd be scared to death to drive one of those things.
If you've ever had your wife trying to help you back a trailer into a spot, many marriages don't survive. It's crazy. Road trips and road trip healthy snacks are the big breakout searches this week, by the way, on Google. Be careful. All right, 709. Let's see how things are doing with Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy Farnsworth, how we doing?
Well, I'm looking at a pretty nice drive through Salt Lake County, whether you're on I-15 or the 21st South Freeway, or even most of the city streets. A little bit slow on 56th and Bangor, right at 21st South for a few blocks, and 5400 South, that construction west of Mountain View Corridor for some westbound traffic. Eric or Aubrey?
I-15 still looking really good in Utah County. Just a little bit of slowing as you're making your way north on Redwood out of Saratoga Springs into Bluffdale. If you are traveling on Pioneer Crossing, a little congestion around the stoplights right now. Eric?
Says southbound from Ogden through Farmington and Bountiful all the way down to the Salt Lake City area on I-15. Don't have any crashes or delays so far this morning. And US 89 also in good shape as you head from I-84 down towards the emerge with I-15. We do have a little bit of westbound slowing on I-84 as you work your way over to Riverdale. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card. For a limited time, receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit a branch or cypresscu.com. I'm Eric Butler of the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
68 degrees this morning on the cooler side of things with clear skies at 7 a.m. Then 87 degrees at noon, lots of sunshine. 95 is going to be the temperature at 4. Mostly sunny, backing down to 93 degrees at 7. Here's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see, Salt Lake City sunny and 65.
We'll share with you the story of a St. George nurse in a moment who is fighting the pandemic at work, and now her husband is fighting the pandemic because she gave it to him. What a story. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
How about some sports here? The Jazz have been cleared to begin practicing at the NBA's bubble in Orlando. ESPN's Malika Andrews says the Jazz are one of six teams now who can begin practicing today.
These guys want to get out on the floor. So for the first 48 hours that they are actually here on campus, every team, every player, every staff member must quarantine while they test negative twice for coronavirus. And then after that, they will be cleared to practice.
Chairs that circle the practice courts have been carefully placed to be more than 6 feet apart.
The Ivy League became the first college sports conference to announce the cancellation of all fall sports for this year due to the pandemic. ESPN's Heather Dinich has more.
Executive Director Robin Harris told me that this decision was based on campus policies. Over the past 2 weeks, the Ivy League schools have determined their COVID-19 policies, and that has made it impractical to have competition for fall sports.
Another major retailer is now removing Washington Redskins merchandise for sale, and it's a biggie. While the team considers a name change, of course, Amazon giving sellers 48 hours to remove Redskins merchandise. Amazon joins Nike, Walmart, Target, and Dick's Sporting Goods in removing Redskins merchandise.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the search continues for the missing mayor of Seoul, South Korea. His daughter says he left a message sounding like a will, and his phone is now off.
A South Jordan police officer says his police cruiser was vandalized at his home in West Jordan. We'll get a live report coming up at 7:30 here on Utah's Morning News.
We're standing by for an expected decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on whether Congress can see President Trump's tax and financial records. We'll break in immediately next hour on Utah's Morning News when that decision is announced.
Dave and Eugenovic.
11:30 this morning. That's when we're expected to hear what the governor will do with calls for a statewide mask mandate. But two top lawmakers have already made up their minds. Have you made up yours? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Eugenovic.
KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Board of Trustees for the Utah High School Activities Association is meeting later today, and they'll decide whether or not they sanction fall sports to be played later this year. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert is expected to announce later this morning whether he'll issue an order to wear face masks in public. We'll have live coverage at 11:30 on KSL News Radio.
Cordless, see how the roads are doing out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
And right now, we're still looking good on I-15, whether you're in Davis, Salt Lake, or Utah counties. And crash-free for now on the city streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today at the 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And 65 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Employers still laying off workers in the midst of the pandemic. More than 1.3 million Americans filed applications for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department releasing those numbers as six states, Arizona, California, Florida, Michigan, Texas, and Colorado, reverse their move to reopen businesses because of coronavirus cases. President Trump tweeting his displeasure at CDC guidelines for reopening schools this fall, saying they were too tough and too expensive. ABC's Karen Travers says then the CDC changed the guidelines.
CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield on ABC's Good Morning America insisted his agency is not buckling under pressure from President Trump. After the president criticized the CDC guidelines on school reopening, the administration said Wednesday the CDC would update them.
Health officials in Tulsa say they think the president's rally there 2 weeks ago led to a spike in coronavirus cases in the city. In about an hour, the U.S. Supreme Court will hand down decisions on the president's financial records.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office subpoenaed President Trump's tax returns and financial documents as part of an investigation into hush payments to women who alleged extramarital affairs. Presidential lawyer Jay Sekulow told the Supreme Court the nation needs the president's undivided attention.
Temporary presidential immunity is constitutionally required.
Assistant DA Carrie Dunn said immunity does not apply.
When a president acts as a private individual, he or she has responsibilities like every other citizen.
That, he said, includes providing evidence in response to a law enforcement inquiry. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Authorities in California still looking for actress Naya Rivera. The former Glee star went boating with her 4-year-old son yesterday. The boat was found with a little boy on it, but she was not there. You're listening to ABC News.
The coronavirus. People stronger together. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse who has been fighting the pandemic on the front lines is now fighting her own COVID-19 case.
She got the virus at work, and now her husband is in the ICU. KSL TV's Ashley Moser has more in this in-depth report.
Because I know that it's going to be, you know, another bout of bad news.
It's been 10 days since Toni Ferguson has seen her husband in person. The father of five has been fighting to beat a virus that's taken his ability to breathe on his own.
The doctors are saying this could be a 3 or 4 or 5 week long process, and don't lose hope, but it's really hard to do that when you can't be there.
As a healthcare worker, Toni says, although she's had experience with COVID positive patients, this case is different.
As a nurse, I can detach myself and look at everything clinically, but as a wife, I can't.
She believes she contracted the virus at work. After testing positive, she tried her best to isolate.
I have felt guilty about bringing it home, especially as sick as Clyde's gotten.
She says the only thing she can do now is support his nurses as she treats her own COVID patients, a request from her manager.
He said, if you're not too sick, you know, he said, could you come in and work with these patients because we're having trouble finding nurses who are willing to work with them. And I told him I absolutely would work. I needed to get out of the house.
Wow, keeping her spirits up.
That's tough. After Ashley's report last night, she got word that Toni got her first negative test back for COVID-19, so some positive news there for her.
Yeah. And our thanks to Ashley Moser for that in-depth report. Of course, we bring it to you at 15 and 45.
7:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is pretty busy along the 56 West and Bangor Highway stretches in West Valley as you go up towards the 21st South Freeway. But that's been the busiest part so far. Looking good on I-15 between Draper and downtown, and yet to see any delays on 215's West or East belts. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking really good in Utah County right now. I-15 is about a 15-minute drive from Orem to the point of the mountain. I-80 out of Park City is looking really good as well, and so is Pioneer Crossing. Eric?
Seeing a little bit of congestion and slow-moving vehicles westbound I-84. This is kind of between the Uinta, South Weber area as you head over towards Riverdale, but no major delays in Weber or Davis counties this morning. I-15 continues to roll fine from Ogden all the way down to Centerville and Woods Cross. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant now. He's got a peek at that 7-day forecast.
95 is high today, so it's warming up a little bit today. Lots of sunshine and 95. Tomorrow, 97, mostly sunny. And get ready for hotter temperatures for the weekend. Up to near 100 both days. 99 Saturday, 100 Sunday. And again, lots of sunshine. Monday, 98 and mostly sunny. Then it backs down a little bit to 93. Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny both those days. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let's check our current temperature, 65 degrees.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time now is 7:21.
It's time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Deb joins us to talk about a big announcement from Governor Herbert that will come during your show this morning, Debbie.
I think it's just right after the show at 11:30. It's during Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, so we'll be watching that very closely. But will the governor mandate masks statewide? If I'm a betting gal, I'm going to say no, because I think he's going to probably leave it up to the county mayors to decide whether they need to implement a mask mandate based on local decisions, like he did with Salt Lake County, like he did with Summit County, like he did with Grand County. But there are ways to do it statewide, and it includes looking at maybe to what Texas has done. Amanda, I don't know if you've read up on Texas.
I have not. But
actually, the governor there did an about-face and mandated masks after the surge in COVID cases. And they've done it on a they've used a scenario where counties with lower case counts don't have to mandate masks. Their masks don't need to be worn in those counties. And then he's made a number of other exemptions as well in their plan. So I don't think it has to be an all or nothing.
Yeah. Who was the guest you had on yesterday that said that he didn't see any legal means for the governor to do that in Utah, to have a statewide mandate?
That was Connor Boyack with Libertas Institute. They do a lot of lobbying on Capitol Hill and quite successful, actually, on Capitol Hill and very, very concerned about civil liberties. And he said he didn't see any way for the governor to mandate masks statewide. I'd say perhaps the governor might see that differently. We're going to find out at 11:30 today what the gov's going to decide on the mask mandate pitch from the Utah Hospital Association.
All right. Yeah. Dave and Dujanovic coming up. Dave and Deb at 9 o'clock this morning here on KSL. Give us a minute. We'll come back and check in with Sean Michael Lyle.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. As our state scrambled to protect Utahns from COVID-19, business leaders were also hard at work with the University of Utah's Eccles School of Business to help restore Utah's small business community. The Cynosure Group was one of the sponsors of this effort, and its co-founder, Bud Scruggs, is here to let us know how that alliance came together.
Like other state leaders, our first concern was to protect the lives threatened by this terrible virus. However, it became clear that the economic fallout could be devastating to the state and its citizens if we didn't find a way to help our small businesses. For weeks, the Eccles family worked nonstop with the university's Eccles School of Business to craft Navigating COVID-19, How to Rebuild Your Business and Reactivate Our Community. Former Governor Mike Leavitt hosted a weekly webcast to offer clear and actionable direction to help local businesses survive, providing hope at what was a very troubling time. Our firm, the Sinosure Group, focuses on investment in mid-sized businesses and increasing the capacity for charitable giving for some of the nation's most generous families. These efforts became even more significant when considering the economic impact of COVID-19.
The Sinosure Group and the Eccles family are great examples of how leaders across the state can collaborate to reduce the impact of COVID-19 on citizens' financial well-being and health. To learn more, go to sinosuregroup.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Following the GPS, one of our Whipple technicians is led to a house on a corner of an oddly shaped block. As he makes his way through the gate, a woman comes out and says, "Pretty sure you got the wrong house. The one you're looking for is four houses down. The GPS brings everyone here. And I'm impressed with you for pulling out your tools and spraying them off with disinfectant. You're here with goggles, gloves, a mask, shoe covers. If ever I need home services, I'm going to call Whipple." Flattered, he asks, "Have you had our air conditioning tune-up this year?" "No," she says. And now we have a new member of the Whipple family of clients, who with our $44 tune-up special has a squeaky clean, fully serviced AC that's guaranteed not to break down this summer. Get your $44 AC tune-up. Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, in protective gear, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Lady A sues Lady A after a name change. We get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you heard about country band Lady Antebellum changing their name to Lady A.
It's a quarter after one.
That was in the wake of the Black Lives Matter, thinking Antebellum is linked to slavery in the South. Well, they didn't bother to check. A Seattle blues singer named Anita White has been using Lady A for over 20 years. White's attorney reportedly demanding $10 million for the infringement, so now the country Lady A is suing the African-American Lady A for rights to that name. Anita tells Rolling Stone the name should have mattered to the Nashville trio before recent protests put Antebellum in a bad light. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Bed Bath & Beyond just announced it will close 200 stores over the next 2 years. The retail chain was in trouble before the coronavirus pandemic, unable to meet financial targets for investors.
The online website Insurify just released this year's hottest housing markets. South Salt Lake took top honors here in Utah. The score is based on the change in home value between 2010 and 2020.
Let's see. Financial experts say if November's election is close, it could rattle Wall Street. Goldman Sachs says counting mail-in ballots takes longer, and if it's close, there could be a recount, all of which creates, you guessed it, volatility for the markets.
We've gotten used to that, haven't we?
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us this morning, we did get U.S. First-time jobless claims out at 1.31 million, a little after 6:30 this morning, but that is a four-month low. The Dow Jones Industrials, the Dow Jones Industrials, just ahead of the opening bell here, off by 22. The S&P is up by 3.5. The NASDAQ up 72.
Coming up next, we'll take another look at your morning commute. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Are you part of KSL Team Alexa every morning?
Hello.
You're getting ready for your day. And staying home. It's different, but it can be good. And we'll stay with you. Utah's Morning News. David Dujanovic. Lloyd Matheson. They're live every morning. When you tell your Amazon Echo, play KSL News Radio.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
729 means triple team traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy, any trouble spots out there?
There are not really any trouble spots. There's some spots that are busier than others, but nothing that you really need to worry about or avoid. Still don't have any crashes reported on the city streets right now as traffic travels around. For those of you taking Bangor and 56 West, you may see some slowing near 21st South. And that's been it so far. State Street a little bit slow right now around 90th South in Sandy, but looking good on 215 looping around the valley. Aubrey?
Well, still no delays on I-15 in Utah County. If you are traveling on Pioneer Crossing around the stoplights, it's getting a little congested as you make your way to the freeway. And Mountain View Corridor in Saratoga Springs, trying to get onto Redwood Road, you might have to wait a few extra stoplights there as you're trying to head northbound. Eric?
I-15 continues to look solid in Weber and Davis counties. Right now, you're looking at normal travel times, 30 minutes southbound on I-15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. If you're over on Legacy Parkway, congestion is minimal. You got no delays heading down to the merge with the 215 westbound running by the airport. No problems as you go down to I-80. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondsrental.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how hot does it get today, Grant?
Well, it's another warm day along the Wasatch Front with sunshine here and temperatures topping out about 95 degrees. Tomorrow it's a little hotter, 97. And again, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
65 degrees.
Still a crash-free drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Legislative leaders are raising concerns as Governor Gary Herbert prepares to announce whether he'll issue an order for a statewide mask requirement.
Mandatory mask requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest.
Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued statements shortly after their meeting with Governor Gary Herbert this week. KSL.com reports both say wearing masks should continue to be voluntary, though they say it's a good idea that protects vulnerable members of the community. Adams raised the question of enforcement in his statement. Both say the situation in Utah's urban and rural counties is different. Governor Herbert is expected to announce his decision on a statewide mask mandate later this morning. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
That announcement, by the way, expected to happen during a coronavirus task force briefing that's scheduled to begin at 11:30 this morning. We'll break in immediately with live coverage as soon as it begins on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse who works with elderly patients infected with coronavirus and her husband have now contracted the disease themselves. Tony Ferguson hasn't been able to see her husband, Clyde, in person since June because he's hospitalized and needs help breathing.
I hate calling the nurses in the mornings because I know that it's going to be, you know, another bout of bad news.
Late last night, she told KSL-TV she finally got back a negative test for COVID-19. She believes she caught the virus at work.
An investigation is underway after a police cruiser was vandalized while parked at an officer's home in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details of this story. John.
Yeah, Tim, detectives with the West Jordan Police Department say the vandalized police cruiser belongs to a South Jordan cop. Now, they say there's no home security footage to help track down who spray-painted the words Black Lives Matter in bright red along the side of the vehicle.
It's concerning to me, yes. And I think if you were to speak with most officers on a personal level, they would tell you that it's concerning.
Sergeant J.C. Holt with the West Jordan Police Department says he actually doesn't think the person who did this is connected with the Black Lives Matter movement in any way. Rather, he feels it's probably someone who's just looking to create chaos and division in the community. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact the West Jordan Police Department. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The phrase Black Lives Matter is being temporarily added to the steps of the Salt Lake City County building. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the mural will serve as a reminder that the city is committed to real change.
Putting these words on our city's doorstep, where our laws are made and our taxpayer dollars are spent, will remind us and should remind us every day of our own biases and how to be anti-racist in all of our actions and in our policies.
Officials say 8 artists will add 2 letters of the slogan each. Those artists will be chosen by a committee, including Mayor Mendenhall and Black Lives Utah founder Lex Scott.
Unemployment claims remain above 1 million a week. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the weekly new unemployment claims remain above 1 million for the 15th consecutive week. The Labor Department reporting 1.3 million first-time benefit claims last week, as expected. Continuing claims, however, dropped by 700,000 as the recovery comes in fits and starts. It was another record day for new coronavirus cases in the U.S. 62,000 reported yesterday. That's the second straight day above 60,000. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Task Force says wearing a mask is essential and looks good.
This came from the Salt River Tribe. Masks can be a fashion statement.
More states and cities are requiring masks be worn in public. The Texas Republican Party has called off next week's convention in Houston after the mayor told the venue to opt out of the contract. Mayor Sylvester Turner insists
no one wanted to make this to even appear to be political.
But Texas Republicans say they had precautions all ready to go. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And 100 black pro soccer players raising fists in midfield as Major League Soccer returned last night in Orlando, Florida. D.C. United goalie Earl Edwards Jr. explaining they did it for young people.
We can make them feel like they can be proud to be black.
Orlando won 2-1 over Miami. Real Salt Lake plays their first game there Sunday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the TSA is increasing protections for airport screeners after a whistleblower came forward.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
We've managed to stay accident-free so far this morning. I hope that continues. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:35.
This tearing down monuments is a monumental mistake.
Here's Lloyd Matheson.
Our children need to know their country's past.
Inside Sources,
11 to noon on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Lagoon's biggest summer discount is only at Deseret Book. Find meaningful gifts for your friends and family and earn Lagoon discount passes at the same time. Visit DeseretBook.com/Lagoon for details.
All right, we wanted to see how the markets were reacting to those first-time unemployment numbers a few minutes into your trading day here. And the Dow is down about 69 points, 25,984, so just below that 26,000 mark. The S&P is off, but only 3. The NASDAQ continuing to buck the trend. They are headed up this morning, but just 35 points. We'll have more coming up when we next check Money News at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
Attorney General William Barr is talking about the Black Lives Matter protests. In an exclusive interview with ABC's Pierre Thomas, Barr said he believes Black Lives Matter, but he stopped short of supporting the movement.
The Black Lives Matter, you know, has focused on a particular problem, and it is a problem, and it's a problem that at least the trajectory has been improving, and they're ignoring, I think, these broader issues.
Barr also admitted that there is a widespread bias problem in the nation's policing.
The TSA has made some changes at airport security checkpoints after a whistleblower inside the agency complained about poor protection against the coronavirus. The Transportation Security Administration was accused of helping spread that virus because screeners didn't have enough protective gear. Since the complaint, the TSA has taken new steps, including requiring screeners to change or sanitize gloves after every passenger pat-down. The TSA says six of its screeners have died from COVID-19 nationwide.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Still looking good in the Salt Lake Valley on I-15 and on the city streets. We've had no crashes reported yet, but for those of you who are heading on the 201 freeway, you're going to see some delays on both 56 West and on Bangor Highway before you can get on to 201. Eric? Aubrey?
Well, there's been a vehicle fire reported on I-15 in Provo right now, so watch out for that if you're traveling in that area. Other than that, I-15 is looking really good in Utah County. SR-92 and Pioneer Crossing both looking really good as well. Eric?
Got a little bit of city street congestion over on 5600 South in Roy. This is for eastbound traffic as you move from 2700 West over to Main Street. But we're really not seeing a lot of city street delays in Weber and Davis counties this morning. And I-15 continues to look solid from Ogden all the way down to Farmington and Bountiful. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. I'm Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman's back with the KSL Allergy Report this morning, and it's sponsored by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Heating up today in the middle 90s, lots of sunshine, and the mold, the higher the pollens for the latest count. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperature still holding with that sunshine, 65 downtown.
More than 200 Utahns now have died because of the coronavirus. We want to share one of those stories with you coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for riding along with Tim and Amanda this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Wealth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now. Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Net Worth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Networth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Networth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today. So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
When I first met Jordan and his team, it was a big relief.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
When I first got the letter from the IRS, After reading it, I was devastated on what they wanted to get from me and the amount of penalty that they were demanding. I had a lien put on my house about 2 years after they started to send me letters, and then that shut down every bit of my credit. I couldn't do anything. I never had nights I could sleep. I heard about the law office of Jordan Wilcox. Just hearing it, I knew that was where I wanted to go. Then I met with Jordan in his office, and he gave me the play-by-play, and that was exactly what I needed. I knew it would get taken care of. Then I knew he was the one that was going to take care of it, and that it would be all right.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back. I will always recommend Jordan and his team.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today. That's taxhelput.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Jennifer. 11:30 this morning. That's when we're expected to hear what the governor will do with calls for a statewide mask mandate. But two top lawmakers have already made up their minds. Have you made up yours? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Jennifer.
Hey, thanks for reaching out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line and keeping our spirits up this morning. It's nice to know you're out there. The number to call, of course, is 57500. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert expected to announce this morning whether he'll issue an order for mandatory masks in public. We'll have live coverage coming up around 11:30 here on KSL.
Second, an investigation is underway after a South Jordan police officer's cruiser was vandalized while sitting in his driveway in West Jordan.
Third, keeping that eye on the drive, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
And right now I'm watching a pretty clean drive on I-15 itself, but we've got some slowdowns in Provo because of a vehicle fire on the University Avenue exit off of northbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today at the 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 65 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
In about a half hour, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hand down rulings on two big cases concerning President Trump's financial information. ABC's Terry Moran has more on the key question.
Is the president essentially immune from investigation by the House of Representatives or by a local district attorney? So three committees in the House controlled by Democrats, they want to see the president's tax returns and bank statements. And the Manhattan district attorney, he wants to see him too. And that is because in the House, they say they need him to write proper ethics laws around financial disclosure. The Manhattan district attorney, he's got a grand jury investigating what he thinks are crimes, the payoffs to Stormy Daniels and other things.
Another 1.3 million Americans lost their jobs recently. That's how many filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. Several states, including Florida, Arizona, and Texas, are reversing reopening plans because more people keep becoming infected with the coronavirus. Hospital beds in those states are also filling up. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. More than 200 Utahns have died because of the coronavirus. But how well do we know the faces behind those numbers?
KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce brings you the story of one woman called a fighter by her family who couldn't win this last round.
Corinne Thiel was always trying to help others. Her son Matt says the Salt Lake City native worked for a time as a special education teacher.
And she worked with students with disabilities that were in a pretty severe class at that point, and they didn't really have any other classes. So, like, she had everything from mild to moderate to severe all mixed in one, and deal with that, and she did that for 10 years. And then she's also been a strong animal advocate her whole life.
Corinne always spoke out for causes close to her heart, like Indigenous rights. But then she was diagnosed with the coronavirus May 1st.
She was in a long-term care facility, which of course you hear a lot. And what happened was two of the employees got COVID, and then she was given a test. It was like the Wednesday before she passed, and she didn't have it. And then 2 days later on Friday, she did have it. And then by the next Tuesday evening, she was dead.
Matt said goodbye to his mother over the phone. Corinne did have underlying medical issues that made her coronavirus case more severe, but her death is still shocking.
She's always been a fighter, and she should have died probably 9 or 10 times, you know, in the past. And so it was just amazing to see how fast something like that could take someone of that spirit.
And he wishes more people took coronavirus seriously.
At least she went peacefully would be the only good thing I could say about it. But just don't take it lightly and make sure, I wish people understood that it was very, very, very real. And I just don't want somebody to have to go through not being able to say goodbye to their parents the way that I did. And so it's just frustrating.
Still, he'll always follow her example.
She was very strong. And yeah, just never afraid to be herself.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Corinne Thiel leaves behind her parents, three children, two grandchildren, the family postponing her memorial service until next year. But it's yet another story of a person in a care center, a nursing home, you know, that falls victim to this coronavirus. There was a story yesterday that I had hoped we'd get time to talk about, and we didn't, but it made it onto our social media yesterday. I want to share of another 83-year-old woman, Shirley Carmine, who was in a Maryland or is in a Maryland nursing home. Her daughter had not been able to see her in months since the coronavirus broke out, and she had been going to see her a couple of times a week when she did her hair. And even communicating with her digitally was tough because her mom does not hear well. So she and her daughter were out driving around, and they noticed there was a fire truck in the parking lot of the nursing home. So she tells her daughter to pull over. She runs to the fire truck, and it's a hook and ladder. It's a biggie. And she says, because her mother is on the second floor of the nursing home, and she's been unable to get in. She said, could you help me see my mother? And the firefighter said, sure, when? And she said, how about right now? So they pulled the truck over, they put her in the bucket, and they pushed the ladder all the way up to the second window, second floor window.
That's amazing.
Where she could see her mom yesterday and have a face-to-face conversation for the first time in 4 months.
Oh, my goodness.
But really quite a story. You can see it on KSL.com. The fire department, and it's a volunteer fire department, by the way, lending a helping hand in
I love that.
Connecting
I love
family
that.
Yesterday.
Because so many of us have been separated
in
ways that we never imagined, for lengths of time that we never imagined.
Yeah.
So
I
thank you for
just
that.
I thought that was a great story. 7:49. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And, of course, we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And, Tim, through Salt Lake County, the busiest traffic you'll see is over on Bangor Highway at 6200 South West Jordan through the construction. And on 5600 West in the construction between about 2400 South and the railroad tracks. All clear coming out of Tooele, SR36 and I-80. Aubrey?
Well, we do still have a vehicle on fire in Provo right now. It's on the exit ramp for University Avenue going from the northbound direction. It is closed right now, so use a different route if you can. It is causing backups on I-15 there. So to give yourself a few extra minutes if you're trying to get through that area right now. Eric?
Aubrey, knows such problems in Weber and Davis counties. I-15 has been rolling along smooth all morning. In fact, you've still got 30-minute travel time from Ogden all the way to downtown Salt Lake. No problems on US 89 Legacy Parkway, all heading south and all looking in fine shape. Hurry into Siegel Book today and shop our newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only, take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's take a look at that 7-day forecast and see what the temperatures are going to be like. Back over to you, Grant.
Hey, Maddie, good morning. Really heating up this weekend. That'll be like the big story in the next couple of days. But today, sunshine, a little hotter. We're up to 95, but it's pretty pleasant out there this morning. Tomorrow, 97, more sunshine. And yeah, pretty hot for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, both right around 100, if not just maybe a little below Saturday. But either way, very hot for this upcoming weekend. All in all, still mostly sunny. Same thing with Monday, 98. And then, thankfully, it backs down to more seasonal stuff for Tuesday, Wednesday, sunshine, and only around 93 on those days.
Thought you were going to keep us out of the triple digits this weekend. What happened?
You know, it's that psychological, like 99, 100,
yeah,
98.
Like that one degree is going to make such a difference in our life.
But it looks different, you know?
It does. Yep. All right. Lots of sunshine out there. The warm-up begins. It is 66 degrees downtown. Hey, let's talk about something that's really going to change your life and make things so much easier for you. And it's called CardApp from our friends at Utah Community Credit Union. It really unlocks the power of your credit or your debit card and puts all of the control of it right in the palm of your hand.
I am amazed at what Utah Community Credit Union is able to do with technology. They're always just at the cutting edge. So here's one of the things that CardApp does, and I downloaded it onto my phone as soon as I found out about it. So you think your card is lost or stolen. It makes it so easy. You can pause or cancel your card just instantly right on your phone. You don't even have to call UCCU. But here's the cool thing. So how many times have you thought, oh my gosh, my card is lost, and then you find it, you know, in the crevice of your car the next day? if you pause your card, you can turn it right back on. No problem with the card app.
Yeah, and in the past, if you had called your lending institution and canceled the card,
yeah,
you had to go through the whole process of waiting for that card to come back. Here's the other thing. Transactions are pinpointed on a map, so it instantly provides the complete name and address of every merchant transaction, along with the real pictures and locations clearly identified on a map. We'll contact merchants directly from the app, which is another layer of safety, and get you some instant resolution to the problem.
And I love that it gives you insights into your spending, too. So it gives me this graph that shows, you know, by category, these valuable insights and shows me patterns. Okay, I spend this much money at Barnes & Noble. I spend this much money on coffee or whatever, so I can try and affect my behavior.
If you want to learn more, you can call or just text UCCU. Visit uccu.com/card app or stop by any branch where they can issue a card instantly during regular business hours.
Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. A luxury kitchen goods retailer just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and I got corrected on this in the first hour this morning. It's Sur la Table.
There you go.
Thank you. Sure sounds a lot better than Sur la Table. Says it will close 51 stores and sell another 70 to Fortress Investment Group.
In other money news this morning, the pandemic is doing weird things to your spending. Sales for pancake mix up 185% from last year. Doesn't that sound good right now? Mm. And bagels and ice cream purchases grew more than 150%. So the coronavirus 15 may not be a myth.
Nope. Comfort Foods. I'm telling you, it's Comfort Foods. The menswear company, which dressed 40 U.S. presidents, has also filed for bankruptcy. Brooks Brothers has been in business over 200 years, but is struggling in the last decade as business attire is growing more casual.
Right. Let's see. Coming up next on KSL, we are going to take a look at your money at this moment. We've been open for a half hour on the markets, and what's going on? We are mixed. The Dow is down 96 points. That's about 0.4%. So we're at 25,970. The S&P is down just 1.6, but the NASDAQ's up 61.8, and that's about 0.6%.
Of course, reacting today to the first-time unemployment claims, 1.31 million people for the past week, and the markets will continue, I'm sure, throughout the day to sort of digest that information. It's time this morning for our morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. You can hear more of Jeff's minutes on the way home this afternoon from 3 to 6. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Are we supposed to give up smiling?
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
But if you wear a mask and smile,
the whole world, it smiles with you.
It does not. No one sees you smile. The upward curl of your mouth, the warmth of your pearly whites, wasted. The braces you endured, the whitening strips you slavishly applied, all for nothing. Your sparkle is hidden in the dark behind damp cloth. So a desperate world is turned to Tyra Banks for the solution.
Smize! 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 Smize!
For years, the supermodel has been telling wannabes, smile with your eyes. Smize!
And relax your face. Put Novocaine in your mouth as if you went to the dentist. Squint. Imagine you're on the cover of a magazine and you're looking at Madonna and you want her to buy the magazine. Madonna. Madonna. Smize.
That's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If I showed you pictures of a dozen people with their mouths cut off and asked you which ones were smiling, just look at their eyes. you'd fail miserably. Smizing is for supermodels. They're professionals, which is too bad. Smiling helps regulate body temperature and blood pressure. At hospitality companies like Disney, they have the 10-5 rule. If a patron is less than 10 feet away, you're supposed to smile and make eye contact. Less than 5 feet, you talk to them. Now, I guess they'll just smize. Smizing makes about as much sense as a smand or a bleer or a... Oh, smand. When you smell with your hand. A bleer is when you breathe with your ears. Smizing is just as silly. Sadly,
when you're laughing,
there's no replacement for a smile. So paint a big red clown face on the front of your mask. Make everybody laugh. Nobody has to see that you're sweating on the inside.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
July in Utah means July heat.
Yeah, we're going to crank it up a little bit. The dry weather continues here.
Toasty. Upper 90s for the weekend.
The 90s can mean storms, but they can also mean fire. Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Let's get a look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. What's going on, Andy?
Well, it's down in Utah County, Amanda. We had a vehicle fire that completely shut the exit ramp off of northbound 15 at University Avenue. And it backed up traffic on the main flow all the way into Springville, all the way to the South Springville exit. That's what's causing a lot of your delay. We also have a second crash reported in the backups that's supposedly on I-15 near that 1400 North Springville on-ramp. Just looking for that right now. But you've got, again, slowdowns all of Springville and to the south end of Provo because of a couple of traffic problems. Aubrey?
I-15 from Draper all the way to downtown Salt Lake in both directions looking really good right now. Bangor is a little bit slow if you're traveling northbound and trying to get onto the 201 freeway. Eric?
Got a clean drive from Ogden down to Bountiful and North Salt Lake this morning in Weaver and Davis counties, and really no problems on the city streets as well. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.